Okay. So we stole five categories of Bnei Adam that do goodness one for the other. The first one was the father to the son. The second one was the master to the Eved. The third one was the Osher to the Oni in order to get Schar. The fourth one was the goodness that people do for each other in order to get a good name or in order to get back from the person when he needs him, sort of like a, you know, quid pro quo. And the fifth one was the goodness that a Chazak person does for a weak person because he feels bad for him. And we pointed out that all these types of relationships of goodness to another is all for the giver's benefit. It's all for his personal benefit. Some more, some less, some easier to see, some harder to see. And we ended off last week saying so, and there for sure you have a chiyuv to meshabach and have a korosatoyev and to acknowledge the good that they're doing for you, even though really they care more about themselves than they do about you. So therefore, when we reply that to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, that he's for sure not thinking about himself. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is only thinking about the goodness of the person who's giving to. And it's not just a temporary giving, it's an ongoing giving. So therefore, Allah has come over come, a person has to be Meshabach for Hoidois, for who created this goodness for him, and he's giving this goodness on eternity. So that was the dimion from the goodness that people do for each other to the ches that Hashem does for us. Okay, now it goes into something that's more difficult. Since it's the two of us, we may go learn something else in the meantime. Because this is a more odd cachet. I don't know what he wants here. Let's see. Yesh lovin. Ki kol ma asher meitiv livnei adam acherim, all that which people do for others. Makol ha-sugim she'eskanu, all the types that we mentioned above. Einu oile al mi she'meitiv loy ele badifus chitzoynis, Well, Yonatan, you're just in time because we haven't got a clue what's going on. On the bottom of Tzadik Ches, or maybe let's see it inside the Chavos Havavos himself. All the goodness that people do for each other from what you mentioned. Ain't no yitaron. It doesn't have an advantage. Oh, that's the lotion. It doesn't have an advantage over somebody who happens to do you good in passing, b'mikre. Just whatever, it just happened to do good, but it wasn't what he was planning. If anybody can help me, I'm more happy. I don't know what he wants. This doesn't have all the goodness of the five categories mentioned above, does not have an advantage over somebody happens to do good for you, just like in passing, in the mikre. He opened the door to go through the door, happened to open the door for you. He gives an example here. The Chosov doesn't mention this. The Leif Tov, you see himself, he's struggling with the Pirush here. He's got more money or more knowledge than his friend. He's got more money, he's got more knowledge. In essence, they're exactly the same, because he happens to have more money, or he knows more about a certain field. והם כמעט שובים לזלה בגופם, בדמוסם, ובקובס איבורם, they're almost identical in their body and in their features and in the way their limbs are put together, בשיחלם ובתכנוי סיים. In their seichel and in their personalities, הם מאוד מאוד דומה, they're very similar. וברוב הדברים שעוברים עליהם, and most of the things that they experience, they go through in life. ולמרות זויס, חייב מקבל, I see where he's going with this, well, okay, I would never have spent the time here if you guys weren't here, so שכח, I would have just gone back to what I always do, and just said, I don't know what he's talking about. I have to go through it a few times, because I can't just walk away from it, and מתחיל להבין מה הוא אומר פה. ומלרות זויס, חייב מקבל הטוב ולהידס, ולגמול טוב למי שהייטיב לו קשה הסכנו. Okay. Again. In those categories that we mentioned, the five people, the one who's giving to the other one, the one who is giving to the other one, the giver and the receiver, the advantage the giver has over the receiver is just b'mikra. It's not an essential thing. It just happens to be that he happens to have money, he happens to have more seichel, so he can help the other guy. But essentially, in essence, they're exactly the same, or they're certainly very similar. There's no major disparity in their standing, in their intelligence, in the way they put together, in their personalities. Everyone's different, but they're the same kind of people. This one happens to have more money, but mikro, this one's more intelligent, this one has more strength. He can help the other guy with something that he has. And despite the fact that they're pretty similar and they're all the same, just one has money, so I gave you money. This one has knowledge, so he was able to help you solve a problem. The one who's makabel has to chayim makabel tov lehoides ulegmal tov lemi shaytiv lo. The one who's receiving has to hoides and meshabach and give back what he received from these five people that we saw. Okay, so that's the nakuda. Despite the fact that these two people, the giver and the taker, are very similar in all these facets, nevertheless, the receiver has to be. As to show some kind of recognition and acknowledgement and praise and payback for the good that he receives. Okay. Fuck, now that makes more sense. It's very difficult. If you look at it in the Chovas HaLevavos and you look at it in the Leif Toiv, it seems like it's two different svarim. But he's explaining it, and it's not poshut in the Chovas HaLevavos what he's talking about there. Okay. Let's try and take another step forward here. Vim nikach b'cheshbon. כי מקבל הטוב הוא בתכליס המחוסו ובחירה מבחינס הקובס יסוידס גופו וחיבו עבורו וצורוסו. אז אלב ליויס, אסי טויד יויס כלפי מי שהייתיב לו. Again, hard stuff this.
Understand what's bothering you?
No, I'm trying to see what he means. What's bothering me is I don't understand what he's saying. Other than that, everything's fine. I just don't know what he's saying. Not that I yell what he's saying, I just don't understand. I've got a question.
Where he says that you have to give him.
What we set up to now is fine. Now I want to see what the next paragraph.
Okay.
No, what we set up to now, what he's saying. Now I want to just take the next step. ואם ניקח בחשבון, או in the lotion of the Chovas HaLevavos himself, אם היה נחושבים, if we would think, אם ניקח בחשבון, כי מקבל טויבה, the one who's receiving a good, הוא בתכליס המחויסה ובחירה, ובחינס הקובס יסוידס גופי וחיבו עבורו וצורוסו, the receiver of good, he's betachlis lacking and in the worst possible situation. Because he's lacking, he needs to receive. Okay. Well, when bechinas hakovas yosoidas gufei v'chibu avaru v'tzurosa. Does he mean that in that area of the kovas yosoidas gufei v'chibu avaru, there he's lacking totally? We're talking about any makabel. He doesn't seem to say.
Over here in the English, it translates as if that the person that he's given to is, I think he's going to say that if he wasn't the same, if the guy was actually impaired or different and he was built differently to the person giving him, meaning he was actually lower, he wasn't similar. I think that's what it, that's the way it's going. That's what he's trying to say. So like before he was saying, even though essentially you're the same, by mikre, you know, Hashem's made you in different circumstances, so one can give to the other. But over here, he's taking it a step further to say that even if you weren't the same, he's saying if you weren't the same, then he wants to pull it up and say, and you were actually higher than the guy you gave to, then the person who was receiving the makabel would be even have to be more grateful, because he
the
really
receiver
was.
Is the receiver is in a better situation or a worse situation?
Worse. If the receiver was actually in a worse situation, meaning they weren't actually the same. If you took the mikres away, that he was actually in a worse composition. He was defective. He was, it says over here, the English says that if the guy who was receiving was seriously impaired and defective in his constitution, composition, and form. So it seems to me that he's saying that if he wasn't the same, if he was really like, if you took everything away, he was totally lower than you.
He has to be more. Okay, I got it.
Correct.
Okay. So up to now, we said if they were kind of like on equal standing. Yeah. And there was a micro difference that he happened to have something to give the other guy and the other guy happened to be lacking. But essentially, they're all on the same status, whatever that means.
Right.
Now he's saying one step further. If the person receiving, just check me if I'm right. If the person receiving is lacking many, many things in his body, and he's focusing more on the goof, but let's say he's lacking enormous things. There's a big gap between the giver and the receiver. So yeah. then the receiver, who is so much more lacking than the giver, for sure has to give thanks and more mashabach, much more than the guy who he'd be equal with. So I see where he's going with this. Okay, very good. Got it. If you and I are equal, I just happen today to have a bit of money and you don't, so I'll give you money. So I've had it. Tomorrow the things could be different. Tomorrow you could have the money and I won't. And you'd have to give me money. In that situation, for sure, you have to mishabach and have a koras hatoiv, and you have to acknowledge it, and there's a shibud there, there's these chayvus. So for sure, when the person receiving is completely lacking, he's got nothing going for him. His whole goof is completely, his whole essence is completely lacking compared to the person who's giving to him. So then even more so, much more, he has to have a karas hatov and he's more meshuba to him. V'im nekach b'cheshbon, ki merchus ha-meitiv, ki me'ula yoisa. You take into account that the essence of the one that's giving is a much higher level. And he's completely sholem. We're talking about the receiver who's completely lacking, and the giver who is kol minei shleimus. Mikol ma shenim tzaboilam. This guy's reached the highest levels of shleimus. Ulam azois makabal atoivu hu geruye yoisa mikol dover shenim tzaboilam. And the receiver is the worst possible thing you can think of. The giver is the best thing, the best person you can imagine. And the receiver is the worst possible case scenario. And he's the weakest thing in the Bria. As Machaev HaSeichel, the Seichel Machaev, Shemakabal HaToyve Yosef Lohides Yigmel Toyv Lemishayitiv Lo Od Yosef Ad Ein Shiur. There's such an incredible gap between the giver and the receiver. So when the giver gives to the receiver, yeah, there's no limit to the amount of a koras hatov he has to have towards the giver. Okay. The concepts are difficult to understand because we're democratic and we don't recognize anybody who saw Rav Miller, the Pasha's, the sheet from this week from Rav Miller in the Hebrew. He discusses this Nakuda, which does it. It affects our liberal side in us very much. So the Mosholim he's bringing are based on Das Torah, not based on democracy and equal rights and everything. What do you mean? Just because this guy's lacking and he's got and he gives him, says to be more thankful, more than what is all the status. Everyone's the same. Just he's, you know, there's a kasher to work with these Mosholim, but that's the way the Torah sees it. I'm sure of Miller when he gave the shiur that they poured in this response, they must have offended a few people, because he said when you walk into a doctor's room and the doctor's there, there's the cleaner there. You start talking to the cleaner, that's possible. It's an insult to the doctor. Why are you talking to the cleaner? The most choshev person in the room now is the doctor, not the cleaner. So you don't stop talking to the cleaner, you talk to the doctor. Now, so that really irritates our, that's irritating for us. We don't like hearing things like that. What do you mean? The cleaner's a person, the doctor's a person, just because he's a doctor, he's a cleaner. Well, I shouldn't say hello to the cleaner and schmooze to him for a few minutes as well. Anyway, he goes in there. It's Kedah to look at, just to realize how far we are from Das Torah. We're very impacted by the sort of equal, you know, liberal thing. Anyway, so yes, yeah, so this challenges our sensitivities, is to, just because the guy's more defuk, let's say, let's use the language they use today, than the guy who's giving, the gap's bigger and bigger. So the Koras HaTov has to be more and more, and the shibud gets greater and greater. Oh, but that's the principle. That's what we have to learn here. That's what he's teaching us. It has to be like that. Even though our seichel doesn't get it, our job is to align our seichel with his seichel, not the other way around. So there's something here that has to be worked on. This is not poshut. Okay. We don't even know what seichel is, let alone to go look now and check out our seichel. I don't know where my seichel is. Which part of the noise in my head is the seichel? Okay. לפי הדוגמה זו, אס יחס הבויריס פירח כלפי בני אדום. Let's take these principles we've picked up, and instead of using abstract concepts, let's plug HaKadosh Baruch Hu and בני אדום into the picture. נסיק, שהבויריס ברוך שמו הוא נעל וניסה ומרימים על כל הדברים הנמצאים בו אילום. We'll come to the conclusion, it's fairly פשוט, that the בויר אילום is higher, greater, more elevated, the more refined than anything you'll find in the world. And everything that a person can grasp through his senses and his seichel, as we explained right at the beginning of the sefer, you'll compare Adam to all the other animals in the world. You have to come to the conclusion that the weakest, most needy creature in the world is Adam. And you can see this in three aspects. So that's something I think is poshut. I think that's something that we know, and something that's obvious, and it's spoken about in many places, that the neediest, most, Dessler discusses this a lot, that the neediest, weakest creature in the Bria is Adam. Adam, you look at a one-week-old baby Adam, and you look at a one-hour cow, calf, I mean, there's nothing to even mashveh, there's nothing to talk about. Once independent, on his feet, he doesn't need his mother, he's living his life, he's on the way, he's doing exactly what he's doing. There are other animals that are almost more dependent on their parents, whatever. I don't know, cheetahs need their mother for 2 years, whatever. But the bottom line is once they get going, they're not that needy, you know. They eat, they sleep, they drink. They don't need that much. We are so needy, it's ridiculous. And you can see this in three areas. So let's see the three areas. Ha'achas, mibechinas hitpatchutoi u'kehufas yaldutoi. In the beginning of his hitpatchusoi, how does he translate hitpatchusoi, Yonatan? His development, maybe, is the word. And in the stages of his babiness,
his infancy,
very good. You see why I don't translate Hebrew books for a living.
You do a good job, though.
No, I'm just saying I wouldn't make a living. Anyway, Sha'anu Moitzim is Yeser Ba'ale Chayim, Shem Yoyser Chazakim Mimenu. You find that all the other animals are much stronger than an infant, a human infant. They can handle Tzah much more. They can raise themselves. And and they definitely don't make demands on their parents the way human children make on their parents. Yeah. They sleep through the night, you know. And if not, they deal with the problem themselves. You know, dad's not crawling out of bed, you know, to go and help little baby lion or whatever. You sleep, so, and if not, you get whacked. There's no, they're really not that needy. So that's the first aspect where you see that humans are much more needy and much weaker than animals. Vashenis mi bechinas hazuuma vatinuf hanimtzayim b'toich gufa adam. I don't know enough about physiology or medical or chemistry to know what he's saying, but he says that the human body has much more infection and much more contamination and tinuf and waste matter. Vanirim al gufay mi bechutz hadoimim kimat le'ele shebetoich haguf. You can see this on the outside of the guf, kimat, like what's in the guf. Kesheinu roichet u'manake. That's if he's not bathing and taking care of himself. It's atzmei zman rav. He's a human being to stay fairly human and presentable. He needs to wash himself. He needs to clean himself, especially when he uses the bathroom and use the facilities. He has to clean himself. If he didn't, then the filth on the outside would be pretty much look like it does on the inside. We leave a baby unattended for a day, we know what it's going to look like. It's going to be buried in mess. V'chein kashe meisa adam. Zuhumaso hi chazaka yoisi mizuhumas kola neveles shosha ba'alechayim. We know that a human corpse smells and starts disintegrating much quicker and much worse than any other animal. V'tzo'oso masrachas yoisi mitzol shosha ba'alechayim. His excrement is much smellier and much worse and more despicable than all the other animals. V'chein shah tinufav and all his other dirt. Kugon ha'proshes ha'oizen va'af. The liquids that come out of a person's nose and his ears. Shema usa ba'adam yosem me'ashe etzel ba'alechayim acheri. It's more yech mus, it's more despicable. That's the right translation, then with all other types of animals. All just the basic physical maintenance of a human being is not so pleasant. It's not such a nice story. Whereas all the other animals, they kind of more or less take care of, you know, just there, whatever. In Shemitah, we brought a donkey into our garden because it's mamash a jungle and it's not so posh, even if you could, whatever. Halakhically, it's not so posh what you can do, what you can't do. So bring a donkey in the garden. The donkey eats all the grass and it cleans up the place for you and you don't even schmidt the problems. But the donkey, after 3 or 4 days, leaves a lot of mess. First of all, nobody's going to say, ich, uch, was, tuch, what? If a human being was going around doing that in the garden, it would be despicable, disgusting. But the droppings that come out of a donkey, first of all, they don't smell, they don't bother. You try not to stand on them, but they're long, whatever, you know, they dry very quickly and they don't really mafia that much. But Shane, a human would do that, it would mamish be despicable. That's why a soldier in the Israeli, in a Torah army, in a Jewish army, has to carry a spade with him so that he can cover his mess. Elephants don't have spades. They weren't given spades because they're local kachbaya, their stuff. It's a very shara bechina insight that. V'shlishis mi bechinas hachulsha haruchonis hatekefes es ha'odem keshemoiche nifka v'neda mimenu koyach ha'seichel. The lacking, the weakness that he has in his spiritual aspect. I don't know, the animals have a more spiritual. What does he mean? Let's see. When his brain would get damaged, and he would lose the koyach of seichel. Seichel maybe it just means reason. I don't know. I was discussing that before the show with somebody, exactly how you define these terms. What's seichel? What's bina? What's das? What's seichel probably means reason, basic. I don't know if that's the Torah definition. There are different lots of definitions.
It has rational faculty.
Rational faculties. Yeah, reason. Okay. Yeah. Ability to reason, rational faculties. Oh, okay, that's a working definition. That's not the definition of seichel, but it's a pretty reasonable working definition for now. The seichel is the major advantage that we have over other animals, because we just saw we don't have too many other advantages, but your seichel is definitely a major advantage. If a person loses that rational faculty, that reasoning faculty, so then he's completely mobile ball. He's able bottle. He's for sure worse than all the other animals. What we call him a shugana. He's lost his human side to him. Vaf olu lahazikul hamisetzma. He could damage himself. He could kill himself. He could do a lot of damage. But a moitzim shiroiv balechayim makirin es haemtzoyim keitzed lahitiv latzma. The rest of the animal world, they know how to take care of themselves. They know how to give themselves what they need. They know what to eat. They know what to drink. They know what they can't eat, what they can eat, which to eat, what grass to eat, which trees to eat, which other animals to eat. They know what's good for them. They know what tricks and shticks they have to do in order to get the food they need. A lot of intelligent human beings don't know how to do that. If I would drop you in the middle of nowhere, you wouldn't survive very long. Why wouldn't you know how to grow food and find water underground and, you know, how to catch butterflies to eat, whatever? Human beings don't do so well out there in the bush. So how much more so those who have lost their das, have lost their seichel, they're for sure incapable. They can't dress themselves, they can laugh to themselves. That's why you have mental institutions, because these people are mamish. Yeah, you know, you don't see the animals opening up, in mental institutions. Animals, they do what they got to do, and they look after themselves, and they do their minimum, and off they go, and they do it very well, by the way. Humans have all these chisreinus and the potential for these chisreinus, and when it happens, it's the same in the physical side. Our physical dimension is much more putrid than the animal world, and even in a seichel, when we lose a seichel, it's much, much worse and damaging and whatever than any animal has those problems. Okay, that's the human condition. Mitz Hashem, next week we'll start looking and seeing who the mative is, how far away the mative is from us, how he's called Minei Shleimus. We'll start next week on the bottom of the fresh. We'll start meditating and thinking a little bit and trying to imagine what the Boyri is in relation to this human being, these three bechinas of the human being that we've discussed. Okay. Tov, this is tough going. It's hard work, but Jonathan, having an English copy there by you is a big help. I have to find time to just for myself, just to prepare, or maybe do Chazorah afterwards and just look a bit ahead sometime. In Shara Bechin and Shara Betochen, I've heard Shirim. I told you, I've learned them many times with people who know what they're talking about. I've never done Shara. Where does it look?
No, but you're doing good. Going through it, it's fantastic.
No, we're plowing through, but I'm just saying it's much, much harder. And because of that, I probably need to prepare, because the others I was prepared because I've done them and I was doing them and I have a vad every week in Shara B'tochen, whatever. So it's easier. Well, yeah, I probably need to find a bit of time to prepare. Okay, that's a shame. I'm not making promises. I'm overwhelmed. Yeah. Okay, very good.
All right. Thank you very much.
Take good care. A good voch. All the best.
Bye.